I'll follow my own notes here, just like you will follow yours. Introduce self. All right. My name is Michael Ford. I'm Associate Vice President for Campus Life and Commencement Coordinator. And one of the privileges I've had in coordinating commencement, this is now my 18th and final year, by the way, is that I'm the facilitator for this senior speaker competition. This competition has been going on since about the mid-80s, and I haven't been the facilitator for that entire length of time, but I have been for about all but 10 years. So as I was mentioning to some of our selection committee, I've heard somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 to 175 speeches in my tenure here, and looking forward to 7 tonight. Again, in my role, I invite all the seniors, and I have, to write and present a speech. And I've done that via the listserv as well as the website. I've invited the entire faculty in the College of Arts and Sciences to participate on this as selection committee members and to nominate seniors to be senior speakers, and several of them have done that. My role is to facilitate the process from start to finish. I do not vote, but I do keep time. So what I'm going to do is record a time so we have a pretty good sense of how long your speech was. And that's important from the standpoint of the overall ceremony, because the senior speech follows the commencement speech, which follows some remarks by the president, which is also involved remarks by the dean of the college. So you're really the final speaker before the class actually is invited to stand and informally graduate. I will facilitate the process that the committee follows in terms of selecting one of the 7 of you to be the senior speaker. And I facilitate that decision-making process. Later tonight, once that decision is made, and it will be made tonight, I will communicate that to Tawanda Jordan, dean of the college, via email. And the decision, as I will tell the selection committee later, is quarantined, which means they're not allowed to talk about it. And it remains confidential until such time as the dean lets the person selected know, and at that time, I will then also, once that confirmation is made that the person selected has received that invitation, then I notify the 6 others who were not chosen, all right? But what I want to emphasize is that out of 450-plus members of your class, 7 of you chose to take this on. And I want to express my appreciation to you, my gratitude. As you know, it is not an easy task to write a speech where you're reflecting for the class at your commencement. It's tough work. So I want to thank you for doing that. And as you know, this is recorded. Podcasts can be heard at a later date. And again, it's up to you whether or not you give the college permission to do that. And if you have done so, you've submitted a form already. If you chose not to, that's fine as well. That is not one of the criteria for speaker selection. This is a celebration of sorts tonight. This is the one time where you have an audience, where you can see them. It's not a huge audience, but they're spread out. Kind of consider yourself talking to about anywhere between 2,500 and 3,000 people. So everyone here. So I've asked them to spread out because we want you to talk to an audience, all right? And I'll be somewhere here. You don't need to look at me. I'm keeping time, but or I may be over here. Because there'll be people behind you in whatever. When you're the senior speaker on the platform, if you've watched any of the tapes, You know that if we're outside, the entire faculty is behind you. If we're inside, there's a platform party behind you. So there's always somebody behind you. So I'll sit over here.